Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the character of the one who fasts. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the one who is the most merciful, the one who is the most generous, the one who has bestowed upon us the gift of the month of Ramadan. O Allah, you are our Lord. To you belongs all praise. We believe in you and in your angels, your divine books, your messengers, in the last day, and in your divine decree, both its good and what may appear as bad. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. O Allah, our Lord, indeed we have heard a caller calling to faith, saying, believe in your Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, so forgive us our sins, and remove from us our misdeeds, and cause us to die with the righteous. And we testify, Ya Allah, that there is nothing worthy of worship except you. You are the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. We are content with you as our Lord, with Islam as our religion, and with our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Prophet and our Messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his family, and upon his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways and guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become of the righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Him. We thank Him for the chance to avail this blessed month. For the month of Ramadan has arrived, and it is a month in which the people of Iman, they answer the call. As that verse we quoted said, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ. O Allah, we've heard a caller calling to faith. And we've come to know through hadith that at the onset of this month, it's as if a caller calls out and says, O you who seek good, then come forth and do good. So this is the month of doing good. This is the month by which we answer this call, and we increase in our devotion, and we take advantage of this opportunity to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month a month of various means by which we can draw nearer to Him. And from the greatest of these means is, of course, the fasting. For fasting is a form of worship of both the body and the soul. Just as the body abstains from things that would break the fast, then the soul, through its own way of abstaining from things that muddy the heart, ends up being beautified and taking on the most praiseworthy of attributes. And that's why in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, he said, "Laysa as-siyam min al-akli wash-shurb, innama as-siyamu min al-laghwi war-rafath." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam effectively said that the fasting is not just abstaining from food and drink. Rather, at a deeper level, fasting is also an abstaining from false speech and sexual immorality. In other words, brothers and sisters, let us not confuse or assume that the simple act of abstaining from food or drink is what symbolizes the fast. For this is a symbolic means by which we are demonstrating our siyam. Siyam literally means imsak, to abstain from something. And we are demonstrating our sense of abstinence. But the deeper the fast goes, then the more our abstinence becomes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we leave anything and everything that causes us distance and separation from the reality of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And that is why the one who takes advantage of the real blessedness and the immensity of this month is the one who realizes its sanctity, who realizes the sacredness of its time and esteems its value. And that's why let us not be of those who simply think that by abstaining from food and drink, we've attained unto the realities of Ramadan. No, brothers and sisters, the real abstinence, the real siyam, the real imsak is that we control what we hear, we control what we see, we control the nature of how we are, and to ensure that we are gentle and soft in our relationships, that we are tender and compassionate in our dealings, that we are pure and wholesome in our speech, that we remove hypocrisy from our lives, that we become people of mercy and compassion both within the home and outside, that we do not become people who are two-faced in the workplace and outside of the workplace, that we become people of realities both in our comings and goings, whether we be in our cars or sitting at our desks. And this is why we find that Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, إِذَا سُمْتَ فَلْيَسُمْ سَمْعُكَ. When you fast, then fast with your hearing. وَبَصُرُكَ, and fast with your eyes and your eyesight. وَلِسَانُكَ عَنِ الْكَذِبِ وَالْمَحَارِمِ, and let your fasting be a fasting of your tongue from lies and things that are impermissible, which applies to all of the previous senses. وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ وَقَارٌ وَسَكِينَ, and let your fast demonstrate a type of serenity and tranquility, يَوْمَ سِيَامَكَ, on the day in which you are fasting. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ فِطْرِكَ وَصَوْمِكَ سَوَاءَ, and do not let the days in which you are not fasting and the days in which you are fasting appear to be the same. And so from the character of the person who is fasting is that they preserve and safeguard their hearts, and they preserve and safeguard their blessings, and they do not be of people of israf, of wasting and excess. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when He encourages us to eat and drink, He says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and eat and drink, but be not excessive. Indeed, He does not love those of the people of excess. So let us not be of the ignorant who turn our Ramadans into all-night buffets. Let us not be of the ignorant who completely lose the point of what this month is about. And instead of abstinence and finding our hearts, we actually outwardly seem to fast, but engage the rest of the nights in overconsumption and wastage of food and drink, and wasting our hearts and wasting this blessed time. One of the good things we can do and most blessed things we can do is that when we're fasting, we also invite people to our homes and we have them break the fast, be they our neighbors or our friends or people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want to invite in our homes as guests. Because the one who feeds someone whilst fasting is also getting the reward of their fast. And this is what was indicated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمَ كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْقُسُ مِنْ أَجْرِ الصَّائِمِ شَيْئًا. Whosoever provides the food for a fasting person to break his fast with, then for him is the same reward as the fasting person, without anything being diminished from the reward of the fasting person. So let us not forget that this month is also an opportunity to join hearts, to join the believers in this communal act of breaking our fasts. So at some point, let us take advantage of that and have this brotherhood of joining and breaking fast together. This conjoining of fasting and feeding are the means by which people can gain entry into paradise. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ هُرُفَ تُرَى ظُهُورُهَا مِنْ بُطُونِهَا وَبُطُونُهَا مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. Indeed, in paradise there are chambers whose outside can be seen from the inside and whose inside can be seen from their outside. A man stood up and said, and who are they for, ya, O Messenger of Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ وَصَلَّ لِلَّهِ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. For those who speak well, for those who feed others, for those who fast regularly, and for those who perform their prayer during the night whilst the others or people are asleep. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those of this hadith, those who control their tongues, and those who feed others, and those who fast, and those who engage in nightly devotions for His sake. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts our siyam, our fast. He accepts our qiyam, our nightly prayers. And He accepts our tilawatul Qur'an, our recitation of the Qur'an, and our tadabbur of the Qur'an, our reflection of the Qur'an. This is a month of the Qur'an as well, brothers and sisters. Let us not forget the immense responsibility and blessing we have with this holy book in regards to this month. So we say, oh Allah, accept our fast. Oh Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to perform our worships in a way that draws us nearer to Him and that weighs and takes advantage of this blessed time. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.